Fox's John Stossel. John has the job I think most of us would like because he always seems to ask the questions that we don't get the opportunity to ask. John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can't wait to see the new documentary called Everything Illegal, or I should say Illegal Everything. It's airing I believe Sunday night at 10 o'clock or Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
And also, actually, Sean Hannity gave me his slot tonight.
So oh.
Both times, 9 tonight and 10 tomorrow.
Well, you argue that America has become a country where no one can know what is legal. Tell us about this.
80,000 new pages of rules a year because the regulators feel they're not doing their job if they're not passing more rules. And now you don't know what's legal. And if you're a businessman, you can get locked up. We feature a guy locked up 6 years doing something he didn't know was illegal. And it turned out really isn't illegal. But these prosecutors are looking to have a good record so they can get promoted. And I mean, it goes down to even little kids get their lemonade stands shut down. And you ought to see what happens when I try to open a lemonade stand legally. It took 65 days. It's nuts.
And what's leading us down this road, John? Why are we here?
Thomas Jefferson said it's the natural progress of things for government to grow and liberty to yield. And it is what happens. Because once they're in power, they want to do stuff, and rarely do they repeal anything. I mean, Obama made a big deal about how he was easing regulations, and he did ease a few, but at the same time, his bureaucrats added another 20,000 regulations, and even the one he made fun of, you know, you got to treat a spilled milk on the farm like an oil spill. Well, we've had this rule for 30 years. It takes them. Even stupid rules live on for 30 years and live on even after a president makes fun of them.
Wonder if I want to start a taxi business. What do I do?
You don't. in Lansing, you could move to Washington, D.C., one of the few places where you still can just do that with minor regulation. But most places now, in the name of protecting the customer, making sure everything is safe and the drivers are safe, they license it. And the result is that entrepreneurs can't do it, and customers wait longer and pay much more for a taxi.
John, you also talk about illegal food. We've gotten a lot of calls and emails on this topic here on what kids can eat in schools, and you even talk about some businesses where folks were jailed.
Right, where the police came in guns drawn and searched the arugula and arrested the owners for selling unpasteurized milk. Now, I think these food faddists who want to drink raw milk are silly, but you ought to have a right to be silly in America with your own body. But the rules are that you may not sell this stuff, and some people who do get locked up.
John, another issue that you're going to be diving into is illegal drugs. You're going to be talking a little bit about medical marijuana. That's been a big topic here. The police don't know how to deal with it here. We've had many of these businesses robbed by illegal criminals, and you're going to be diving into that also.
Well, I actually just took it out because we wanted to spend more time looking at legal all drugs, where we went to Portugal, where they decriminalized everything. The marijuana is a problem in that the feds still make raids and make it illegal for people to get it. I mean, alcohol is just as addictive as heroin, says the government. Nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens to get alcohol or Marlboros. Nicotine is just as addictive. The law is what causes the robberies, and if there are robberies of these places in Michigan, it's because it's illegal.
And talking about Portugal, which you mentioned decriminalized all drugs 10 years ago, including crack, ecstasy, and heroin, what's happened over those 10 years?
No increase in drug problems. There was a brief increase in use, and it's gone back down again. They took the sexiness out of drugs. And the police, who were skeptical at first, now say this is better, and we have better relations with people.
You talk about illegal sex also.
We bring in the prostitutes to argue with the prosecutor. We surprise the prosecutor with the legal sex workers from Nevada. and argue about, don't you own your own body? If these women want to make money renting out their bodies, what business is it of the state to tell them it is forbidden? And the places where it is legal, there's no crime and there's less disease because they get inspected.
Now, John, your shows typically raise questions that could be controversial, but you also like to share a bit of good news. What will you be sharing with tonight and Saturday night?
The good news is that as we have more laws, it is easier at least to watch the watchman, as the philosophers used to say, because it's easier to film the cops when they're making the arrest because everybody has these cell phone cameras. And those have revealed some interesting cases of police abuse and cases where the cops said, he assaulted me, but the camera shows the opposite is true. And it's refreshing that the truth comes out. Sometimes the cameras protect the police where people accuse the police of abuse.
So we've been talking
the
with
truth comes out.
With Fox's John Stossel, Illegal Everything. Tell us about the times tonight and tomorrow night, John.
In Sean Hannity's time slot tonight at, I believe, 9 o'clock in Michigan. You're in an Eastern time zone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are.
And 10 o'clock on Saturday.
John, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. We'll be watching. Thanks so much.
Thank you.